We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello. And welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Podcast. We're talking Sunday's five-game DFS slate at DraftKings. I'm Adam Detroit, joined by Ryan Belongi. Last week, we didn't have Ryan, but Jordan was getting over COVID, so he had trouble speaking towards the end. Now, Ryan, you have some kind of cold, some kind of sickness. Hopefully, I'm not sick next week, but Ryan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. No, just yeah, my little son has a cold. He got the whole house sick. It's not too bad, but just apologies to the listeners in advance. I'll try not to sniffle too much. Try to use the mute button if I can. But yeah, congrats to Jordan. I saw he picked up a King of the Pitch ticket last week. That was nice. I got one the week before. So yeah, things are going well for the podcast host. We'll try to break down this Sunday slate, doing it a day early. So I don't know if we've had all the press conferences. I'm sure we don't have a lot of the news for some of these matches, but we'll try to predict some of the lineups and break it down for people.
Yeah, I think for the most part, I guess the biggest question is Chelsea. Yeah, we've pretty much had everyone else. Chelsea is the main question. Reece James probably not going to play. Aspeli Queta, he went 45 minutes and then had stomach problems midweek, so we got a question there. And Marcos Alonso wasn't in the squad midweek, but he was supposedly training earlier in the week, so we got some questions of Chelsea. But I think everyone else is mostly fine. So unfortunately, you know, Chelsea are the biggest favorite. But speaking of that, Chelsea, yeah. Chelsea, no, go ahead. What do you got?
And I was just going to say it's basically the same sort of slate for the third slate in a row now. It's the third slate that we've had Chelsea as the biggest favorites along with James Ward-Prowse. So on the last two slates, you know, there's been a decision between Ward-Prowse and Mount or both. Similar thing here. Chelsea at home to Newcastle, biggest favorite on the slate, highest implied goal total, and Southampton are in a good spot too. Them and Leeds are the next two biggest favorites, both at home, good matchups, pretty high implied goal totals for Leeds and Southampton too, 1.9 for Leeds, 1.84 for Southampton, like higher than we normally see. Really good matchups, home against Norwich, home against Watford. So, I mean, just at first glance, it looks like those are the three, you know, quote unquote best targets: Chelsea at home, Leeds at home, Southampton at home.
Yeah, for the most part, you got, I don't know. This is so we got Newcastle here. I think Newcastle, like, they're playing really well. That's pretty clear. I wonder if, like, their defense has been pretty solid. I'm not. It's kind of hard. So Newcastle are playing really well. Like, their defense has been good. But then you got Chelsea who are better, who seem to be better without Lukaku and are scoring more. So you got those two things going against each other. This isn't the same. This isn't the same matchup as like a Norwich, though. That's definitely for sure. And then Leeds, I'm still uncertain what they're gonna do under Marsh. It's been a couple iffy matches from them. I do like Southampton against Watford, though. I think that one kind of stands out to me just because Watford, you know, coming off midweek bad match. What was it? Yeah, 4-0 at Wolves. Like, I'm a short week, so I kind of like Southampton in that situation. Yeah, those ones definitely stand out. You kind of think that West Ham Aston Villa match would be higher scoring, but there's no Jared Bowen, and West Ham their home matches of late have been a little more defensive. So there are a couple matches that definitely stick out. So let's look at what we have, and we have Coutinho 9,300 after a couple good matches. The away underdog is the most expensive forward. Whoo. So I guess there is a so with Wolves here, they've been rotating a bit. Is before we get into this, I guess trying to look here, see where Pedro Neto is at. He's 7,700. Is he duration here? He's going to be one of the few forwards that's set pieces as down here. But Neto 7,700 and Rafinha is not really taking set pieces anymore. He's 9,000. So what's our first look here?
Yeah, it's tough. So Coutinho 9,300. I think, you know, for cash games, you can just skip over him on the road at West Ham, not really taking set pieces. So Rafinha maybe a guy from Wolves, I guess. Starting with Rafinha, yeah, you mentioned he's only taken two corners in each of the last two games. Harrison was taking over him. Stuart Dallas was splitting with Harrison, and then Rafinha started taking them when Harrison gets subbed off. So maybe keep an eye on if Harrison isn't in the lineup. You know, if I didn't see Harrison start, I'd want to go back to Rafinha here. But if Harrison's in there, then I don't know. You know, you mentioned Leeds under Jesse Marsh. They were pretty awful midweek at home against Villa. It was
like 0.12 expected goals.
Man, I mean, yeah, I watched a lot of the game too, and I wrote up Jack Harrison in my article for that game. I rostered Jack Harrison and some other Leeds guys too, which turned out to be a big mistake. And then you see, you know, I was sort of surprised to see them as such big favorites with such a, you know, high goal total relative to what we normally see for them. You know, I guess Vegas or, you know, who's ever making these odds are putting a lot into the fact that Norwich is just pretty bad and concede goals. So I think the matchup
there's a chance Bamford goes back into the starting 11. I mean, as we look at the goal odds here, he's -105 to score. I don't think he's going to start, but even if he starts, like, I'd say 60 minutes is the max. Like, he hasn't played more than 32 minutes since September. So I do want to point that out, though. He's 8,300. So,
yeah. And, you know, maybe they will play better with an actual, you know, proper number nine in there instead of, you know, Danny James up top, who really doesn't make sense there. I don't know. But back to the question of who to play it forward. You know, I think you still, like, can play Rafinha. He's still, you know, even if Harrison starts, Harrison always gets subbed. And with all these games in, you know, this is the third game in a week, Rafinha would probably end up taking some sets at the end. But, you know, I don't think you necessarily need to. If Harrison wasn't in there, then, yeah, Rafinha looks like a pretty good play, you know, in his old role that we've seen him in for most of the season. Wolves. Yeah, Pedro Neto. I think it'd still be too risky for me. I just, you know, he went 63 minutes in that other start, 20 some off the bench last time out. Like, I just couldn't expect him to play 90. And on the road, I know Everton haven't been good, but I still probably wouldn't do it for cash. You know, I'd rather try to roster Ward-Prowse and Mount or Ziyech or whoever, at least one of them overpaying up at forward. You know, one thing I saw was interesting. We don't know who's going to start for Wolves, but Potence, I believe, took the right-footed sets over João Moutinho last game. Potence split with Aitnori. I think that's the first time we've seen that. Moutinho started, played 90 minutes, and didn't take a set piece. So, you know, I think if it was Potence who starts again, makes him a little better for tournaments. You know, still don't want to consider these Wolves guys at those price tags on the road for cash. But
just in that range, Cucho Hernandez, so Femenia, I believe Femenia is out. I want to say either way, he left the last match. I think it was in the first half with an injury. He had a nagging injury for a little bit. And Cucho Hernandez, 6,600. He's probably split with Lusa for Watford. I mean, that's, you know, it's Watford away from home, but you know, in that prior role, what that was the, I guess it was the Arsenal match. Yeah, he had goal and assist. He split set pieces in that one. But, I mean, obviously you can't expect another goal and assist, but just set pieces in general here.
Yeah. Hard to trust Watford. I do like Hernandez, but hard to trust Watford on the road. I mean, yeah, Hernandez played 90 minutes in back-to-back starts. I don't know if that's like good or bad. Is he going to start and play another 90 minutes?
Well, maybe. He's doing that because of Sarr is out and Josh King has like an issue of his own. So like João Pedro and Cucho Hernandez are starting because, I mean, they don't really have anyone else. So
he is like a pretty good fantasy or DFS player though. I mean, he gets the ball and tries to shoot or he tries to cross.
He's definitely like one of those ball hog guys that's good for DFS.
Yeah, you know, he thinks he's like the best player in the league, which you kind of like players like that. But scored a really nice, you know, almost bicycle against Arsenal. But anyways, so yeah, where do we go at forward then?
Pookie, 5,600 goals in back-to-back matches going against Leeds, the worst defense in the league.
No. Oh, okay, that's not a bad shout. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do it in cash, but for tournaments, yeah.
Sargent, we can do the dinky do here. We got Sargent at 4K.
I don't know if I want to do that. You know, actually, that targeting Norwich against Leeds and in the current state that Leeds are in might not be that bad.
I think Norwich are going to push.
You think Norwich are going to push?
Yeah, I mean, they're sitting. Like Dean Smith came out today. He's like, we need points. They're stuck on 17 or whatever, and like they can't. They're not going to play like the defensive route and hope for like a scoreless draw. Like I think they're going to go for it because in that Chelsea match, like they opened. I don't know why, but they opened with the five defenders, and then at halftime. They swapped out one of their central defenders, went to their normal look with four in the back, and like it was 1-1 in the second half. Pookie got that PK, and I mean, according to Dean Smith, they took it to Chelsea. I don't know if that's an actual fact, but that's what he said. So, you know, that's
okay.
Like they're going for points, so like you can't sit in the bottom. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. No, that makes a lot of sense. Other guys that I guess sort of stand out here. These West Ham guys. Yeah, okay. Chris Wood, real quick.
He's back. So he's back.
Yeah. Finally scored, which was nice. I did roster a lot of Chris Wood midweek, but it didn't matter because I didn't have Mount to scored like 35 or something. But Chris Wood, interesting stat. He has started 7 games for Newcastle, the last 7 games. They've won 6 and drawn 1, so they are undefeated with Chris Wood through 7 games. Is that going to continue?
Did you see the interview with him?
Yeah, I did. That was funny.
He knocked himself?
Yeah. Knock on wood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, away to Chelsea. No, not for me. I think there's the prices on the West Ham guys are okay. Bowen being out. So set pieces should be Cresswell and Fornals. So not these forwards, but Antonio 6'4 is about the cheapest we've seen him. Always plays 90 minutes, home matchup, West Ham's slight favorites. I don't think that's that bad. Timo Werner, 6,200. If he starts, I think that's fine. But like nothing really stands out. I see if you're looking at, you know, our goal scoring odds up on cheat sheet on RotoWire. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, relatively cheap for his odds. Everton have been pretty bad recently, but Calvert-Lewin's cheaper than we've seen him in a while. And then guy I'm looking at, I know we don't have him in our expected lineup, but I think there's a pretty good chance Southampton might rotate one or two guys after losing to Newcastle. Adam Armstrong, 5,300 in a great matchup home to Watford. Definitely look at that for tournaments. And I don't even think, you know, when you're getting down to 5,300 and if you're going to use your, yeah, cash for sure. Like if you're going to use your salary on, you know, Mount, Ward-Prowse, maybe Alonso if he starts, maybe some other expensive defenders, you got to pay down. So I don't think that's that bad. I don't know.
Yeah, I've played Armando Broja like too many times. It was after like that Tottenham match. He had a pretty nice goal. And I was like, oh, this guy's good. And like he was playing through an injury there at a point, and he just really hasn't done anything in like the last five or so matches. But this could be the one right here. Depending who starts, but you got Adams, yeah. Armstrong, Broja there.
Great matchup. I like Broja. Just not like the type of forward that has much of a floor. Like a guy like Armstrong, he gets the ball and he's taking shots from everywhere, sort of more mobile, more creative. Broja's more of like the number nine, but yeah, great matchup. Good tournament play. That's a good spot for Southampton. You'd think they'll bounce back after losing midweek.
Yeah, the lone worry I have for Southampton is like they tend to, like if they get a goal, if they're up a goal in like the 60th minute or something, they'll like sit back and, you know, just wait for the 1-0 result. Like they've done that. There's like some thing going around Twitter where if that's the case, like they have like this set rate or something like 70th minute, give their guys rest and something crazy like that. But so that's the only worry about like the upside of Southampton. But it is against Watford, so, you know, they could pour the goals on. So I'm not trying to say that, you know, they're only going to score one goal or whatever, but.
Right, I know what you mean.
Danny Ings. We got Ings and who am I trying to think of? Ollie Watkins, Ings and Watkins at West Ham.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, just with Villa's form, like, I mean, you could technically go with like another Villa stack. I mean, it's not like West Ham are playing overly well right now. So
no, don't generally love to try to attack teams away to West Ham, but you're right. They were just in, you know, played in the Europa League, what, yesterday or Wednesday.
You said that about Brighton a couple weeks ago.
Oh man, I couldn't have been more wrong about that.
I just want to point that one out.
Yeah, no, you're right. West Ham have been in a little better form. Let's see, one other guy I see that could get a start here. Joe, is that his name? Yeah,
Gellhart.
Joe Gellhart. Yep, 4,600 home to Norwich. Lead second highest implied total, so keep an eye out for that too. 4,600, that'd be fine. Gellhart, he's looked pretty good in his limited time, like promising young striker.
I would worry that, you know, 50, 60 minutes, just because like you got Bamford on the bench, so even if he starts, like you're getting two-thirds of a match from Gellhart. That's the lone worry there.
Right. Yep.
So Forward's kind of iffy, but midfield, we got JWP, we got James Ward-Prowse, 9,800. And the question is, what is Chelsea's lineup going to look like? Because Mason Mount tore it up midweek with no other set pieces on the team. He's 9,900. There's a chance Hakim Ziyech comes in, 9,600. And then we also have the question of Marcos Alonso, which is kind of, you got to kind of include him in this conversation. He's 6,700 at defense. So how do we look at this for how we want to put together our lineups? Because I guess we have to look at it if, so Ziyech and Mount probably aren't going to start together. Well, I guess we can get that out of the way. But we have to look at it if Alonso's going to start and if he's not going to start. So what do we think with that situation there?
Okay. Well, if it's like last game and Mount starts without Alonso and Ziyech and Mount's going to take everything, probably rank him like just slightly above JWP just because he plays for Chelsea and probably has more upside. You know, I mean, he showed it last game with 36. You know, he's had these huge multiple goal and assist games a few times this season. If Alonso starts and he's probably going to split with Mount, then yeah, you could make an argument for Ward-Prowse. I think like it's a really good spot for Southampton, maybe even better. You know, you mentioned at the start Chelsea against Newcastle. Newcastle's been playing well, might be a little bit tougher than Southampton Watford. I don't know though. You know, I've gotten this one wrong these last two slates. I had Ward-Prowse where it mattered midweek and no Mount, and then I had Mount when he scored 5 points against Burnley last weekend. But he started Chelsea's last four matches, and they've all been, you know, within the last 2 weeks. So, and they play next week in the Champions League. So you
Right.
could see Ziyech starting here too.
Yeah, that
But
midweek slate, I tried to do both Ward-Prowse and Mount, and I think that lineup actually cashed, but it was right on the edge because I was stuck with I want was Sargent in that? It must yeah, 0.8. I had to put Sargent in because that was like my only route if I wanted at least, you know, three decent defenders. Granted, Ryan Fraser busted, but do you think putting together Ward-Prowse with one of those Chelsea guys is a good route here? I mean, especially for cash games, probably, right?
If you can fit it without like ruining your lineup too much, definitely. I had a few lineups with both Mount and Ward-Prowse midweek, and I made it work with Bruno Guimarães for 3,300. But the rest of my lineup still wasn't good enough to do anything somehow. But
Yeah, you had Ryan Fraser.
yeah, that was part of it. Also, any Leeds guys, that was part of it too.
Yeah, Harrison probably.
But yeah, no, I would try to get both of them. As far as like trying to pick between them, I don't know. You know, it's a toss-up pretty much.
But would you
Only
go JWP over those guys if Alonso starts?
Well, if Alonso starts with Ziyech, I just assume that Ziyech is going to take pretty much everything. If
Okay.
Alonso starts with Mount, then I think it'd probably be closer to a split. I'd feel safer with Ward-Prowse in cash. Just the matchup's so good too, so it like makes it okay. Or normally I just go with the Chelsea guy over the Southampton guy, but yeah, home to Watford, Southampton should, you know, dominate possession and chances for the majority of the match. You'd at least think so. So he's probably the safest.
Yeah, this could be like a 15-point floor match, and then if he gets on the score sheet, like you're already looking at 20 plus. So yeah, but if you don't want to use those two guys, there are other options. You got Anthony Gordon here. I don't know if it's the best spot. You're against Wolves, but Anthony Gordon has been someone that's pretty much came through or come through for us in previous slates. He's 7,800, kind of a tough price, I'd say. We got Jack Harrison, 6,700. Stuart Armstrong, not a floor play, but he seemingly takes a lot of shots. He's taken multiple shots pretty much every start since coming in. He had about a floor of 10 points last match against Newcastle. He is an interesting option. I will say 6,500. Do you like anything else in this mid range? Ruben Neves is more expensive now. John McGinn's more expensive now.
Yeah, I'd have a little bit of interest in Anthony Gordon if Damari Gray doesn't start, then Gordon would probably take just about everything. But still, you know, yeah, more of a tournament play, but still a guy that has upside. Everton have been playing bad. And Wolves, you know, we always talk about how they've been involved in a lot of low scoring games and haven't been like a great team to target for DFS, but yeah, Gordon's okay. Man, Harrison, you know, I'm a little biased because he scored 3 points for me.
Mid-week. Yeah, not two times in 1 week.
Oh man, I mean, you know he'd get subbed. You know, I wouldn't do it in cash, but for tournaments, yeah, sure, because he can score. He can score a goal in, you know, in 60, 70 minutes. But yeah, no, not for cash. I can't trust Leeds the way they're playing.
Whoa. Ryan Fraser is a midfielder. Did you see this? Holy cow. I'm just scrolling. I'm like, what, Fraser? Wow, this is
yeah, something. You know, and now it's actually – it's almost like a little unfortunate for it to happen on this slate yeah. Because it's a slate where at least I wouldn't have played him at all as a defender. And I feel like other people still would have at least a little bit. But yeah, now Fraser at midfielder away to Chelsea. Yeah. Just no interest there. The next guy I do kind of like is Fornals. I just think it's a good price tag. Everyone on West Ham is priced down from where we mm-hmm. normally see them. It's, you know, it's not a great spot against the Aston Villa team that's playing well, but it's a big price discount. And you know, Fornals is splitting sets with Cresswell. So for 5,100, I'd be fine going there. Your guy, you know, your same range as your guy, Billy Gilmore. Yeah. Who, you know,
You can't put any hate here.
Crushed last week. I'm not hating on Billy. I don't like that he played 74 minutes and that he seems to be getting subbed lately. But he's okay for cash games. He's been taking everything for Norwich. I mean, basically everything. So it seems, yeah, it seems fine.
Man, Billy Gilmore. I was getting yelled at last week by Jordan. Like, he can't be on the show this week, but I guaranteed the 10-point floor, and he came through with, like, almost 15 and 74 minutes. I will say, so Norwich played midweek against Chelsea. Billy Gilmore could not play in that match because he's on loan from them. So he didn't play midweek. He is rested more than pretty much every other regular for Norwich. So I will say that's going in his advantage here in this spot against, you know, the worst – what has been the worst defense in the league?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I was watching that Norwich game, and he had a great game, but it could have been better.
He almost had an assist
early in the first half, he was clean through on goal. I mean, you never see Gilmore get this far up the pitch. I mean, I thought for sure he was going to score. It was like one-on-one with the keeper from 12 yards out. So it could have been a big game for your guy, Billy Gilmore.
Pookie missed. It was like the second or fourth minute or something. Gilmore had a pass to Pookie, and Pookie just couldn't put it away. Like he's pretty much one-on-one with the keeper. He just couldn't put it away. Yeah, it could have been better. Too.
Yeah, I know.
But 5,300. So, I mean, that's still in range. Like, I mean, Jordan compared him to Matinho, but I don't think that's Matinho. I think he's better than Matinho.
No, yeah. I love Jordan, but it's just not a great comparison because Matinho never takes more than half the sets, and Gilmore's been taking literally all the sets. So, yeah, I mean, Moutinho just doesn't really do anything if he doesn't have sets. But I don't like that Gilmore's been getting subbed. Yeah, still, it's okay still.
Yeah, I guess popping up here. So I don't know how many set pieces Lanzini's been taking. We could look at this, but without Jared Bowen, do you think Lanzini could actually be taking set pieces maybe alongside Cresswell instead of Fornals?
I don't think so. I think only if Fornals is out.
Okay.
It seems like Fornals takes their right-footed sets over Lanzini from what I've seen and from the recent. But yeah, if Fornals wasn't in, then yeah, I think Lanzini would split. Something to keep an eye on. I mean, unless I missed something, right? Lanzini hasn't been taken in a while.
No, he hasn't taken any in a while.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's going to be Fornals and Cresswell.
Yeah. Fornals went basically 90 on Thursday. So, I mean, there is a chance Fornals doesn't start. So that is something to look at. There's not a ton else down here. Like Doug Luiz is sitting down here at 4,500. He's still, I don't know, away from home. I don't think that's the play though.
No, me either.
That's kind of it. I mean,
that's kind of it. I probably wouldn't want to go below that 5K range.
Unless you want a random John Joe Shelby goal, which it kind of pops up here and there. I guess it was an assist last match, not the goal. Sorry.
Just don't love at Chelsea, you know?
No. Definitely not. Yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, I don't know. Like, you got those guys in the 5K range. I try not to go too far down here. It's nothing I don't want, really.
Yeah. Imran Luza split sets again, or split sets last time out. And 3,800, I don't know. He could again. His full, you know, his log would have looked a little better if he didn't end up with a yellow card, but yeah, right. I don't know. 3,800.
We keep talking about all these West Ham guys. You got Vlasic down here at 3,700. Like, he's one of the guys that could start over Fornals. It's not my route, but like, if you want West Ham, they're home, they're favored. So the other guys are cheap. Like, we could say pretty much their entire team here just because it seems like they're underpriced.
Yeah, I mean, if you like West Ham, they definitely make sense in tournaments this week. Yeah, like this is the time to play them. I don't know. Nothing else is standing out to me down here. I guess, you know, if Southampton end up rotating Gineppo's min price, 3K wouldn't be the worst thing. But yeah, move on to defender.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Yeah, it's, I almost thought it was a must play three defender slate, but I'm not entirely sold on that. We have, it's not like a slate where you got Frazier and whatever target in a favorable spot. So like those guys, like you don't have those guys under consideration. But I mean, we have the Alonzo question. So if Alonzo starts, would you play him at 6,700?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. If it was him and Ziyech, then I think you could make the argument not to, just because I don't think Alonzo would really take sets like we were talking about. But he's still going to have pretty decent floor just from open play. If it's Alonzo with Mount, yeah, then I want to play him just because still would seem considerably better, I guess, than these other guys. So just going through, you mentioned we don't have Frazier as a defender anymore. Target's been playing well, but we don't want to play him away to Chelsea. There's no guys on Everton we really want to play. Wolves, Aitnori, yeah, not great for 5,800. Doesn't really seem to do too much, you know, away from home. So no one on Norwich. Leeds, yeah, Stuart Dallas, I don't know. He got a price bump now. It's a good matchup, but only for me, you know, like we've been talking about, only if he plays in the midfield. I don't want him at left back or right back. I mean, it's fine. It's fine, but it's not like a priority.
Even though he's splitting sets?
Yeah, no, I think it's – I don't know, man. I'm scarred from Leeds. I can tell. He's fine. Yeah, Dallas is fine. I just like him much better if he's playing in the midfield. Yeah, splitting corners, though, big favorites. Maybe I'm selling him a little short. But
you
that's
better hope. You better hope Bamford doesn't start and they score five goals.
Yeah, then it won't be a good day for me. So I think then the best options are probably in this Villa West Ham game. Cresswell, like, you know, for sure going to take everything, all the left-footed stuff without Bowen there. And Dina was taking most of the sets against Leeds, even like, you know, running to the opposite side of the pitch for an in-swinger. So I think you could go there too. Him and Cresswell are similar salaries.
Matty Cash has been on a run.
On fire, yeah.
Jeez. You know,
good play. Good, you know, he's fine option for tournaments, but can't really play him in cash over guys that have set pieces. I think these Southampton guys are good for tournaments too.
I think they're fine for cash games though. Like you got a positive matchup here. It's not like they're going to be sitting back at all.
No, but like, you know, you can't start Livramento over Cresswell, for instance. I mean, yeah, you know,
you could.
Yeah, you could, but like you can't. I know what you're saying. Like he should have a better floor just if you take set pieces out of it, but when they're the same salary, yeah.
You don't think it matters that Villa are dominating teams and barely allowing set pieces?
Yeah, no, it does matter. Is that what's happening?
Unfortunately, no. I'm speaking incorrectly. Let me pull up the I pull up the numbers here. So, Villa won 2-0 at Brighton. Brighton had seven corners, 0.63 expected goals this last match. Leeds had three corners, 0.17 expected goals. 4-0 against Southampton. Southampton had seven goals, 1.06. So I guess I was lying. I think it does depend though that like it Villa are leading these matches the majority of the way. Like the final, I don't know how many of these corners were in like the final 20 minutes. Like let's say this is a nil-nil match or something going into the final 20 minutes. There's not going to be that many corners. Like it could have been. Right. Yeah. So I don't know exactly. I'm not looking into the number by number here. So, but I mean, Villa are playing really well. I don't think that can be ignored.
No. Can't be ignored. You're right. I agree with you. Fading West Ham doesn't seem like the worst option. You know, this could be one of those things where the salaries are all down for them because DK just knows they're going to bust. You know, we see this with the DraftKings pricing, all these guys' prices come down and they never seem to have good games. But yeah, no, I don't know. I'm still good. I got to play Cresswell with no Bowen.
Yeah. Looking down, I think Fernando Markel is probably going to start, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it some more, I don't think Johnny can start back-to-back matches on a short week. He couldn't even make it 90 in that midweek match. So I think Markel could be in there. He's 4,400.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson, 4,200.
I'm
just giving out wingbacks here for free.
No, I know. I'm not the biggest Markel guy.
I think that's a personal problem.
You like him? I mean, away to Everton, you know, he's not. Yeah, I like wingbacks. He's not very mobile.
Did you see Everton's back line play? Like, we were projecting Jared Branthwaite to get the start because Michael Keane was terrible in the previous match. They're starting Jonjo Kenny. Like, they're a mess right now. Sure, it could turn around, but.
Yeah, okay. And Wolves just scored 4.
Wolves are good. They got best attack in the league.
I like Wolves. I get it. Okay. It's fine. You know, it's a good price for a wing back.
Yeah.
You can get an assist.
You
might like this though. I would play Rudiger before I played Markel.
He'll start again. He was rested midweek, so.
No, I'm not like, you know, touting Rudiger, but just look at last game, 3 shots, 10 points, 31 shots already this year. We've talked about him.
I feel like I played him last game. Now I'm thinking about it. Maybe it might've been a showdown. I feel like I recently played him and he almost scored. It had to be that game.
He always almost scores.
That's true. That's true.
You know, I've seen some stuff also, maybe Malang Sarr starts at left back. If Alonso doesn't, I think that'd be okay for 3,600.
Instead of Saul?
Yeah. Saul's been decent, but he's played a couple games in a row now.
Yeah, he's got that 90s.
There's going to be some rotation. Leeds. You know, Leeds, now with Firpo out, you know, there's a chance they start one of these really cheap guys. But there's also a chance that it's just Dallas and Ayling. Back to like their positions from a couple of years ago. But I don't know, you know, Leeds is in shambles right now. So who knows what that lineup will look like.
Ben Godfrey is a possibility. He'd probably play center back. I don't know if he'd take the spot of Kenny there, but Ngakia for Watford, 3,400. Like I already mentioned the Femenia injury. Mm-hmm. There's a chance, you know, it's just a fullback here. I'm not saying, go out and, you know, play him, but it's a fullback at 3,400. And I wouldn't say Southampton are, you know, like a dominant team like Chelsea. So.
Yeah, sure. I'm probably playing center backs over those guys, you know?
Yeah, that's about it. Go for some center backs if you want, but.
Yeah. Willy, if you're down in this range.
Willie Bowley started last match. He's 2,500. So there you go. Wolves center back for cheap. That's what we all want to play. Actually, Craig Cathcart might play as well at right back. He's 2,600. So he could be a 2,600 fullback there for Watford. Again, if you want to play him, go ahead. But he's basically a center back. So he's just one of those guys. So play him if you want. Good luck.
Right. Expect, you know, play him and, you know, be happy with your 2 points.
So Chelsea, 47% clean sheet odds. We got Mendy at 5,900. And then pretty much Leeds, Southampton, Everton are all in the about the 35% clean sheet range. Southampton a little higher at 39%. And, you know, unsurprisingly, those guys are all Forster's 5,800, Meslier 5,700. I don't see any reason to, you know, play any of those guys above Mendy, really. It's either go Mendy or go in the lower range here. Actually, I guess Pickford's 5,200. But, I mean, do you want to trust Everton's back line? No. So.
Oh, my. I mean, I would just never play Pickford for 5,200. No. Yeah, no.
35%.
It's got to be Mendy. Or, oh, man. I don't see how that's possible. You got Everton and Wolves. They're just going in opposite directions, too. Yeah, sure. I mean, play them in tournaments, but. Yeah, it's Mendy or go down. Like, you know, Mendy and Forster are the same price, basically. Even Leeds, Meslier, I mean, no. You like, yeah, just in tournaments, maybe, because no one's going to play those guys. But, yeah, I think if you have the salary, Mendy seems fine. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a priority against Newcastle, who've haven't lost in 7 games.
Very true. I'd probably like the West Ham fade. My West Ham fade, Emiliano Martinez, is 4,600. He's not going to be that popular. The odds just aren't there. But like I said, no Jaron Bowen, and he's been their best goal scorer this season. So
yeah, I think Emmy makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I mean, no Bowen. Villa's playing great. West Ham traveled to Spain midweek. Yeah, that's a good call. You know, Tim Krul for 4K against a struggling Leeds team seems fine. Yeah, I don't know. Those are probably the guys I'm leaning towards.
Yeah, I'd probably do Krul over Foster at 3,900 or Dubravka at 3,700.
I think me too. Yeah, I think me too. I wish I had numbers on this, but it feels like, yeah, I know. Feels like Southampton take more shots than Leeds and Everton. So like Foster may have more chance at saves, but I don't know. I don't really care, you know, who cares about that?
Yeah, I could look at that number, but it's not that important.
Wasn't that.
All right, I think that's it here. So last week I asked Jordan for his favorite play, and he couldn't do it. It's just not the way he plays. So
yeah, Jordan doesn't like that word favorite.
Yeah, it was my mistake. I shouldn't have said that.
Who does he like? You know, he doesn't know any of these guys personally, so he doesn't like any of them. You know, I'll try to give you somebody. So what?
What do we got? Yeah, it's okay. It's not going to be. So you should go like Pookie. If you're really down in Leeds, just go full Leeds fade here, right?
No. My play, like, you know, he's not even in our lineup, but who I will.
Oh, Adam Armstrong.
There it is. Adam Armstrong. I'll have a lot of him if he starts. Could be him. I'm trying to see. You know, I'm not gonna say Mason Mount or, you know, James Ward-Prowse. You know, I'll go with
Bro.
Do you're it. Gonna say go Broja? It.
Yeah, just say Armstrong if he's starting Broja.
Yeah, so I don't want Broja. Yeah, no, I don't, no. Because, you know, Armstrong's cheaper, and I feel like he has a little bit higher floor and just will end up with a bigger score.
Che Adams.
Broja. Yeah, no, Che's too expensive to be like
Stuart Armstrong.
Play. Stu, yeah, he's treated me Stu very well recently, but now. I don't know. I'm not going to go there for 6,500. I don't think.
That's why you should go there.
because people aren't, yeah, you know, that's a good point. You know, maybe I will, but it's not going to be like a cornerstone, you know, a part of my lineups. Adam Armstrong, I'm going to say. Right. I'm struggling to come up with anyone else.
I like it. I'm going – so I'm going with the Leeds fade here.
Okay.
Pretty much I'm going just the trio here. Rashica, Sargent, Pookie. I guess I should pick one of them, huh? I guess you want to – so you're going to want to put Gilmore in your lineup. You got 5,300. So, I mean, if that's your route, you probably don't need to go all the way down to Sargent at 4,000. So who do you think? Rashica 6,800 or Pookie at 56? What should we do here? I mean, we get the PKs, though. I don't know if Rashica's worth it without corners.
If it was for me, I'd start with the cheapest. So Sargent, yeah, I like the Sargent call. Then Pookie, though. Sargent, though, 4K, you know, he's also American. Saw him score two nice goals against Watford. He's got it in him.
Yeah, speaking for cash games, if you want to do a Mount GPP or a Mount JWP, you could – the move is to put Sargent and Gilmore in your team. You know, that's not probably the best cash move, but – it's not the worst cash move. Like I said, I actually won. I hit my cash lineup, a single entry cash lineup with Sargent in my lineup because I had Mountain and JWP midweek. So it's, yep. You know, maybe he gets 1 point, but maybe he gets more than 1 point. like 4K. So
he's probably the cheapest forward that's going to start. So yeah, if you can get Mount and JWP in there, it makes a lot of sense.
There you go. All right, that's what we got. So there will be no article. We're just doing this podcast, so you have to listen to this podcast. You cannot read about Sunday slate at all. So that's all we got. And I don't know, I've just been living in day by day here. I don't even know what next week looks like, so we'll see everyone next week. We're going to have something. I don't know what it is, but Ryan, thanks for joining me for doing this wonderful slate. If you've been listening on YouTube, please make sure to like the video, podcast form, subscribe, do it all. Leave us some comments. Thanks for listening. It's been a long Friday. It's been definitely a long Friday for Ryan. He is on UK time, so it's getting to midnight for him. So thanks for joining me, Ryan, and good luck to everyone for Sunday's Five Gamer.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Good luck, everybody.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.